I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay. Right now we're with Sandy Twist, who owns a paddleboard company. The formal name of your company?
Intugio is the corporate name. The paddleboard company is what we're doing here.
So you sell paddleboards is one of the things you do?
Yes, we sell boards. We do demos for people who are learning about what kind they'd want. Know before you buy. Try before you buy. And then we do rentals.
We have classes.
We have classes. Classes consist of a stand-up paddleboard yoga, where we do yoga on the board, and then a fitness class on the water with the board as well. And then we have clinics for technique tips and stroke technique. Those are more customized. And we do events. We're really trying to be active in the community, creating community events for people that maybe already have boards.
Give us an example of some of the events that you're brainstorming right now.
Brainstorming right now?
Yeah, coming up.
I have to reveal my trade secrets?
Yeah, a little bit.
We are looking at launching a SUP with your pup program for people who have stand-up paddleboarded and maybe have a small to medium-sized dog. Mm-hmm. And just showing them the ropes on how to get their dog on board and safety.
What is the trick to first get them to step aboard and not be freaked out?
Depends on the dog. Mm-hmm. Some dogs are really water dogs, and then it's just a thing to try to keep them on the board because they just want to be in the water.
They want to launch,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So from a dock, it's tricky with a bigger dog because they're really nervous about stepping onto a board. So beach access at that point is really nice. You can just launch your board up onto the beach, and then they can step on, and you gently pull away from the shoreline. Smaller dogs are nice because they have these life jackets that have handles on them, actually, and you can just lift them up like a suitcase and set them on the board, and then
nice.
You're on your way. Yeah.
Wasn't there a doggy around here that surfed its own surfboard?
Yes, there is somebody that does that. I think here in Morro Bay and in Pismo, they do goats even down there. But that's surfing. Yeah.
Goat surfing, I love it. Only in California.
Exactly.
We're ahead of the curve. Talk to us a little bit more about stand-up paddling yoga and why that's so popular and growing.
Wow. My favorite part about the stand-up paddleboard yoga for my clients is you stay present in the moment. On your board right there.
You have to.
Right. You don't want to fall in, right? So that's one of my favorite things is people just, we have an anchor line. I always have to tell people that. We set an anchor and you hook onto the anchor so you're not just drifting around. Everybody's secured. Gosh, you know, you don't need a musical soundtrack out here. You've got nature is your soundtrack.
It really literally is.
It's beautiful. And every experience is different, from the pelicans diving and swooping low on the water to otters popping up to whatever is going on that day. You hear the crashing surf when the surf is big. It's a unique experience every single time. That would be another thing that I really like about it. And then the third thing, I think it really improves the studio experience, because when you do yoga on a hard surface floor, you can cheat a little bit. You can bend a little further. But when you're on a paddleboard trying to keep that level and you're doing a side bend, you will definitely see when you're not rooting down through your opposite hip or foot, you know, because you're going to, the board will tilt. So it really kind of, it really highlights the cheaters.
That's great. The acid test.
Yes.
So talk to us about somebody coming to Morro Bay, a tourist, maybe somebody from Germany. How often do you have people that walk in and wind up becoming intrigued and you take them out for their first ever paddleboard experience? Is that common, and is it probably really rewarding for you and for them?
Oh, yes. I love that hour transition from the point when the person is just completely nervous to finishing that hour, because it takes about an hour to feel comfortable on a paddleboard. That's why it's such a fast-growing sport, a quick learning curve with the right instruction. But yeah, I get people in my shop that just, it blows their mind, the whole concept, and they swear they'll never do it. They don't have balance. They're too old. They're too young, whatever their excuse is. And I actually have a board in the shop that simulates a yoga board. It's for a studio yoga, SUP yoga training. And so I get them on that board. It's narrower than a paddleboard, which is harder. And you're also rocking on a concrete surface versus water. So I get them on that board. They feel safe. They're on land. They're holding onto the counter. And I show them they can do it, and then I explain that that is so much harder than paddleboarding. And I've convinced so many people to go from that to trying it, and then they fall in love. They leave like a cat, you know, claws in a hot tin roof to like just melted like wax when they come back. So I love watching that. Yeah,
that's a real reward of your job, isn't it?
It is. It's like an accomplishment when I can get them to convert, so to speak.
And what would it cost to go out and take a lesson?
So a one-to-one lesson, which some people prefer having an instructor with them the whole time, is $85. That includes all the equipment. It includes a half an hour of land-based instruction where we go over all the equipment, the safety, we talk about the conditions, give them tip techniques on how to hold the paddle and use the paddle, and then a full hour on the water. And then it just is customized from there because some people learn it really fast and they want to get into turns, and some people are just working on standing up and coming back down. That's a more customized lesson. And then we also have a quick tip type lesson that I really encourage people to do because it will also accelerate that hour. It's about 20 minutes just for the land-based. So I'm not on the water with them, but you know, I give them all the skills and tools that they would need to have a good first time.
And then I presume that you do some group instruction too?
Absolutely. Yeah, we take groups out as well. That too can be customized, and then of course group rate at that point. And then we do tours with people. Like right now I'm working with our local fitness works on just getting people in the water. We do a quick tip and then we do a guided tour around the bay. And it just depends on the conditions and the direction that we go. And it's been a 6-week series. We finished week 5 yesterday, and we've had a mixed bag of weather between our recent thunderstorms to the drizzly fog to the sunny days. So it's been a fun time with the group.
And late fall is probably the killer time, isn't it? Best kept secret.
Yes, our secret summer, I call it. Yes, I love the fall. It's more reliable weather, especially having an outdoor business where it's really weather dependent. We can more reliably offer our customers a good experience in terms of the weather as well as sunshine, because people, you know, there's some fair weather people out there, they don't want to go out. So yeah, we have more sunshine, less wind, ideal.
Okay. For more information, website?
It's thepaddleboardcompany.com.
There are probably some other paddleboard companies that are really mad at you for having scored that website.
Yeah, you know, it's been good for us because it's our intention was to go international. You know, we want to pop up and be able to take this on the road someday too. So Morro Bay is definitely where our heart is, and we have the ideal place, but yeah.
World headquarters.
Yes, exactly.
Sandy Twist, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay.
We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Surfing USA.